Ho capito. Where are you going? I got Alexander in Paris. We had three. Yeah, we have just had babies, and they're 29 days today, but only one survived. Because I don't know, I took it to
The
the
mom
vet.
pushed the first one alive. The second one, it was acting like it was struggling to breathe. So then we took that to the vet where we live, and it actually died in the lady's hands at the vet. And we got one
That's healthy.
that's healthy as, and we've been hand feeding it since
Friday.
Friday. And the missus keeps on looking up things, and she just wants to know like how we meant to go feeding it, like by the hours at night time.
Or during the day and stuff.
Tell them what you've seen. Just tell them you're online. You've seen.
Yes, I looked online, like I was looking online.
Point it
It
again
was
and read through it. What you said to me, it didn't make sense.
because he, I looked up, I said, baby Alexander Parrot, and baby Alexander Parrot, 29 days old, how should you feed it and stuff? And said every 5 hours throughout the day. And then it says, at overnight, allow for a break for about 7 hours overnight from roughly 10 to 6. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, because I've been setting an alarm because my room's usually downstairs, and I've put a lot better upstairs, so we didn't take it downstairs because the aircon's on down there. And we've been setting a timer for every 2 hours to feed him. Yeah, but the last this over the night just been, it's very stubborn, like it doesn't really want anything, like it's always or dopey, like wants to sleep. Don't worry until it starts like crying kind of thing. Just don't worry until it starts about like sooking and crying kind of thing.
Really talk.
Yeah. A longer time. Moment.
Yeah.
He just Well, at the moment, it's just like a little ball, like it's like a little, it's still like something in there, but not as bulgy as it usually is. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I keep trying, but it holds very quick, and it's like, oh, for God's sake. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It did say on the, the food bag that it was meant to be sitting at 41 degrees. I reckon I was a bit.
Yeah, we went and bought everything they gave it up. You know, we went to the, up the pet shop to get food in that form.
Oh, I got it. It weren't really good for us, but then when I went to our vet in our and kept dogs and cats and that, when I told her the temperature of what the food was meant to be at, she reckons that was too crazy.
I just like I sort of freak out too because like we didn't have him a little while ago. He had something, but he just keeps on doing like a gagging kind of thing with his neck. Like he reaches out and like sort of gags kind of thing. That's what it looks like. Well, sometimes it's after, and then like he hasn't had any freak for about maybe 15 minutes now, and he does it here and there when he feels like doing it. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then he makes like these little noises and stuff.
So yeah, when I come to the that's why I said I've never done that. Oh yeah. When he wants to eat, it eats quick.
When he does take quite a bit in his mouth, sometimes he flicks it out. Do you cost anything if I brought him down just to give you guys a quick look at him at all? Or like just a little look to see if he's okay? Not even like if you had a look at him, like, even if you look, just had a little look at him. That's cool, thank you. Hurt him. asking about that in bulk. Are you all right? Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. No, that's cool. How long do you usually feed them on the formula for? No, that's okay. Yes, cool. So you reckon about every 4 hours and just keep an eye on his thing if it goes down like too low? Yeah. Yeah, we've been lifting his neck too, and like just giving his neck a little rub to help it go down. Oh, then. Yeah, that's cool. All right, well, thank you for your help. Awesome. Thank you very much. You too. Bye.